The hardest task in the world. The hardest task in the world. What is the hardest task in the world? The hardest task in the world is to live what we believe. At least, what we say we believe. The hardest task in the world is to live what we say we believe. Now, if you say, I'm going to stand up for principle, and then you don't stand up for it, then you have missed that task. The most difficult task is to stand up for whatever you believe. Now, we believe that it is done unto us according to our belief, according to what we believe about ourselves. Now, what do we believe about ourselves? Now, the Pope has been talking a great deal lately about poverty and homeless people and sickness around the world. And he's been saying that that is terrible. And he wants to go amidst them and be helpful to them. He wants to lift them up from their downtrodden way. Now, if the Pope really wanted to do that, he has the financial backing in his organization to go out and take care of many of the needs, not himself, but for the money to go out and do it. Now, for him to go among the people and for him to be an agency for the people is a wonderful thing, too. But does that really help those people? Does that really help those people for him to walk among them, for him to dine with the homeless people and the poverty-stricken people? Or does he show them a better way? Does he show them a way out of their poverty, out of their illness, out of their unhappiness? Yes, the hardest task in the world is to live our principle. Now, the Church, Catholic and otherwise, teaches to pray. It teaches to pray. It teaches to speak your word and say all is in divine order. It's to ask for divine guidance, to ask for divine guidance in all things that you're doing. And then ask for that divine guidance, but then ask for the divine guidance to follow what you have learned is the thing to do. Because if we do not follow the principles that we have learned to do, then we have fallen upon very, very inadequate repartee with our being. We want to be careful of that, because we are all divine beings. And we are all divine beings, and we are all able to have all of the experiences that another has. We have the privilege and the opportunity to be rich if we want. We have the opportunity to be whole and perfect if we want. We have the opportunity to be happy if we want. We have the opportunity to live happiness, to see happiness in all things, to recognize that everyone is happy, and that is who we really are. We have the opportunity to live principle. We have the opportunity to do the hardest task in the world. And the hardest task in the world is to pray when prayer is needed, to affirm when affirmations are needed, to recognize the truth when recognizing the truth is needed. Is every being on the face of the earth, is every being divine? If we don't believe that, then we are mouthing things that we don't believe. Is every being equal? Do we say that all are equal? All are born equal? All have the right to accomplish anything they want to accomplish? We know of people who've come out of poverty and come into great opportunity and wealth and position in the world. serving a great, wonderful purpose. We have know of people who have been in poverty and remained in poverty and did not choose to come out of it, did not choose to have a higher calling for themselves. We know of people who are ill, and they think that illness is such an honor, such a wonderful thing to have. You say, yeah, what are you talking about? Nobody thinks illness is a happy thing to have. Oh, yes, we do. Illness is a very happy thing to have because people have it. People have it. You say to a person, how do you feel today? Oh, all right. And what should you say? I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm fantastic. And you see, the more we say that, the more it is. Now, let's go back to that boy writing on the sheet of paper. I will be a good boy. I will be a good boy. Now, if he were to write on that sheet of paper, I am a good boy. I am a good boy. He would be putting a new concept in his consciousness, not that he will be something, but that he is already something fantastic, glorious, and wonderful. I am a good boy. I will be wealthy. I am wealthy. I'd like to win the sweepstakes. I won the sweepstakes. Well, are you lying when you say you won when you haven't yet won? If you win it in your heart, in your mind, in your life, if you live in that attitude of winning, if you live in that attitude of having, if you live in that attitude of being a good boy, not wanting to be a good boy, that attitude of being healthy, not wanting to be healthy, that attitude of being good, not wanting to be good. We can best help those who are unfortunate around us by saying, I surround you with my pure white light of love, and I see you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I see you enjoying all of the gifts of life, all of the glories of life, all the wonders of life now. And when we say that, we are giving the best gift we can give to the homeless, to the sick, to the ones who are poor, to the ones who are in need of anything. When we see them surrounded by brilliance, we see them surrounded by their own inner genius, we see them doing whatever is their perfect thing to do, we see their attitude about themselves being one of being a winner. We see their attitude about themselves of being someone who is fantastic, someone who is glorious, someone who is marvelous, someone who is outstanding. And as we see this, we experience it. And as we experience it, we know it. And as we know it, it is done. It is done. I surround you with my pure white light of love. Could we do anything better? I see you enjoying health, wealth, and happiness. I see you enjoying harmony, peace, and goodness in every area of your life. I see it done now for you. I see it done now because it is done in me. And when it's done in me, then it's done in you. I lift up my eyes unto the hills, and I see the glory that is there. I lift up my eyes unto every individual, and I see their absolute divine self. I see their perfect self. I see them in that beautiful beingness that they are. All is in divine order right now. When I claim and proclaim all is in divine order right now, I'm putting a cause in motion that all is in divine order right now. I am speaking my word. I am living the principle that I believe. I am living the principle that I believe. I am living the principle that I believe. Can you do that every day? You can. To live it means to speak your word about it and think about it and see all the world in peace, see all the world in abundance, see all the world in wholeness, see all the world in joy, see you in peace, joy, abundance, and goodness. See you in this beingness now and forevermore. Because the hardest task in the world is to practice what you say you believe. So today, begin to practice what you say you believe and watch the miracle of it being done right now for you and for all in your world. I love you. I love you. I love you.